Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, record-breaking Neil Warnock has finally said goodbye to football management. What will his legacy be? As the two best managers in England faced off against each other at the weekend, another of English football's giants said goodbye. While Neil Warnock has never reached the heights of Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp, during his 41 years as a manager, he's pretty much seen it all. Now 73 years old, and after a record-breaking 1,603 games in the dugout, he's decided to call it quits.
I just decided to have a rest, a bit of a rest, you know, and do a bit of shopping, and as you do, don't you, really? Take the dogs walking, I've been on my bike.
And it wouldn't be Neil Warnock if his retirement announcement didn't come with a bit of a joke.
I'm electric bike, by the way. I love going past the ordinary guys who are struggling up the hills, waving to them, you know.
His goodbye was fitting for a man who will be remembered for his sense of humour, like this questionable impression of Forrest Gump in a press conference.
My team is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Or the time when the football chat turned to Coronation Street.
Oh, I nearly got it then, not Rob.
Roy Cropper.
That's it, son, Roy Cropper. Well done. Who said that? Well done, son, up there, Roy Cropper. I go out with my carrier bag, I always say it, but of course some of them don't know who Roy Cropper is, do they?
And of course, Neil Warnock will be remembered for his constant battle with referees. He reckons that he's been fined over £250,000 over the years for his outspoken comments.
I slowed down a bit when Sharon said, right, from now on you're giving me as much as you get fined.
And I'm Who's gonna, that?
Sharon. She says, if you get fined again now, you're giving me the same amount of money for me and kids. So I calmed down a bit after that.
Yeah, for all the jokes and the moments of controversy, there's more to this manager than being an entertainer. After all, football is a brutally competitive sport, and Neil Warnock has managed more games than anyone in English football history.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Neil Warnock earned his stripes as a player, making 327 league appearances, but he cut his career short at the age of 30 when he realised that coaching was his true calling. He started in the non-league with Gainsborough Trinity in 1980 before moving on to Burton Albion and then Scarborough, where he won his first promotion. Scarborough went up automatically to the Football League in 1987. Successive promotions then took Notts County from the 3rd Division to the 1st Division, and after that came 5 promotions with Huddersfield, Plymouth, Sheffield United, QPR and Cardiff. It was when Neil Warnock was at Cardiff when Emiliano Sala died in a plane crash on his way to his first training session at Cardiff from French club Nantes.
I've been in football management now 40 years, I think, now, and it's by far the most difficult week in my career by an absolute mile.
Neil Warnock says his career has been about proving people wrong. He says he's left most of his clubs in a better place than when he started.
But the players that I've had under me,
yeah,
the number that have said to me, Gaffer, I've got to say it was the most enjoyable time of my career. Hmm. And that really pleases me, that. It gives me a lump in my throat, because I know, you know, players have said, well, you know, and fans have, you know, well, I never wanted you to come in first place, but, you know, I'm glad you've been here now.
He's been hired by 16 different clubs and even had job offers when he left his most recent club, Middlesbrough, in November last year. He won the Manager of the Month award a record 11 times in the Championship and as recently as October 2020. It seems his longevity has been down to his vast knowledge of and sheer commitment to the game of football. He might not be everyone's cup of tea, but it's clear that football has been his whole life. So goodbye, Neil Warnock. Football will miss you. Except maybe the referees.
People think about me mouthing off and having a go. Incidentally, I've not had one message from a referee.
I was going
to thanking me for my career.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe to The Playmaker on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Ella Hill.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.